ज्ञानं जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्रये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय कदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायन विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुषी तवैवास्मि न जुहामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम चरणं भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै चेत्ताश्च कामादितरं कृपामयीं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्दे नमस्ते We have begun bhakti, uttama bhakti. And in continuation of this, we have discussed about, explained about adho saddha tata sadhu san ata bhajan kriya tato anartha nivritti tato nishtha and tata ruchi atal ruchi. Now, the subject which is coming very deep and very hard. But I want that you should have some greed to know all this and to follow. And if you have no greed, oh, you are bound to fall down, division. Anyone cannot save you. And I see everywhere that if they don't know this subject, asakti and bhav, or they have no taste, and they must go. So many thousands coming and going. So I have come for this purpose, by the order of my Shiksha Guru and Guru, to give very powerful injections to you, that they will give new life to you. Then we have discussed that there are two kinds of ruchi, vastu vaisishta anapekshini and apekshini. But still, that vritti of Krishna seva vritti is there, shraddha is there, nishtha is there, ruchi is there. They are not immersed. They will be in their stage, but even they will be transferred into ruchi, asakti, bhav, prem, sneha, mantra. What I told? Clear? Perhaps not clear. You, clear it. What I told? You understood? Not fully. I told...
Hare Krishna. So, Srila Gurudev explained just now, we are discussing...
If you are not understanding very high, deep subject, so you can ask those who want to know.
About Adav Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha, about this slope, today Gurudev want to discuss about very deep thing, asakti. Just like in the material world, Srila Kaviraj Goswami has explained, like sugar cane, after that there is juice, after that transformation, molasses, then sugar. When sugar is there is no presence of sugar cane or juice. But in the spiritual life, when you are doing bhajan, your shraddha is still there, the propensity to serve Krishna, that Krishna Seva Vasana is still there, and moreover, bhajan kriya is there, sadhu sangha is there, steadiness also there, ruchi or taste also there, then when the taste will be matured, then it will transfer into asakti or attachment. But previous will be present there, still including in asakti.
Anything to understand? You? Yes. What?
All the prior stages.
All the stages. Present. Previous stages.
Only present in asakti, yeah. Not like exactly the example of the sugar cane juice where they have been involved.
Like sugar cane juice, it can be transferred into gourd. Gourd can be transferred into sugar. Sugar to be sitotpal. But previously a stage will go. But bhakti is transcendental. And all the stages of these bhaktis are transcendental. They will be there in former form. But even transforming. Then, if that ruchi test is now paripakva, matured, then it will transfer in asakti. Asakti means?
Attachment.
Then you cannot be. Cannot you be without asakti? Always doing kirtan, smarana, and chanting, hearing Hari Katha, you will have more asakti. Without that, you will be mad. So this is very high class of. These are of two kinds. What? Taste in ruchi, in sadhan bhajan. And taste in bhajaniya, worshipable. Without hearing Hari Katha, without chanting, without remembering. No one to tell that, why you are not doing. Always in it. How? Evaṁ brata svapriya nāma kritya jātā nurāgo jita chutta vuchyai hasotta thoro dati gāyati nityati lokavāya. Always. They are mad. Like Sudeva Goswami. Like others, Narada Goswami. Everywhere, what doing? Taking his bina. And what doing? Narada Muni Bajaya Bina Radhika Ramana Name. Narada Muni Bajaya Bina Radhika Ramana Name. Like this always, Radhika Ramana, Radhika. If Krishna and Radhika will hear, they will also be mad. And for why? Krishna lips and Radhika lips where? Where his devotees are singing. Naham tashtami. Why? Naham hirdaye cha madbhakta jatra gayanti tatra tishthamira. If he will do like that, oh, Krishna is bound to come and to hear. So first in bhajan, and then what? And then bhajaniya who? Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu. His bhajaniya will come. It will be transferred. But yet, so much attachment in bhajan, always. And bhajaniya. And then what they will do? हे राधे ब्रज देवी के चललिते हे नंद सुनो कुता दीबन्ने कुता घोषंतावित सर्वतौ खेदै महाविह्वलौ वंदे रूप सनातनो रघुज गोश्री जीव गोपाल. Crying bitterly, heart melting. Oh, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Radhika? Oh, Radhika, where you are? Oh, Lalite Vishakhe, where you are? Like this. They will be mad. Like Rup Sanatan, Rupnatha and all. You can hear, but your goal is this. I'm telling all these things that you should decide your goal. Without goal, nothing is there. So you should make very strongly this will. So, this asakti stage is very confidential and very gambhir. Great. Madhavendra put it like, he was like mad always. And what telling? What Radhika told. Aidina dayadranath maturanath kadavalokyase hridayam tadalokakataram daita bhramyatike. Oh Krishna, oh Dina dayadranath, you are but embodiment of mercy, ocean of mercy. But now I am feeling that you have gone to Mathura. And you are with, oh, the wives of young Jadavas. And here Radhika is with, weeping and becoming mad. Oh, if you will delay one day even, on, and we will return to Vrindavan, you will see that Radhika is not there. Nothing is there. Please come. Hey, Dina Dayat. Nath, hey, Mathura Nath. Oh, you were Brajanath, but now what you have become? Mathurana. Please come to return back. Why? Why? To please Gopi? No. What? Gopi are what telling? Oh, there is none to serve you like us. For service, they are weeping. Kadavalukkase hridayam. Oh, I am not seeing you. At once, you he Krishna, he Chapala, he Karunai Kasindho. He Daita, he Bhuvanai Kabandho. He Krishna, he Chapala, he Karunai. He Natha, he Ramana, Naina Bhiram, Ha Ha Kadam. Like Srimati Radhika was weeping for Krishna. Ha Nath, Ha Raman, Preshta, Kwashi, Kwashi Mahārāja, Dhyāshāsti, Kripanāya, Mesh, Sakhe, Sannidhi. So we should try to remember all these things. If you are not developing your Krishna consciousness, no rush will come and rush will be stopped and you will think about always, what, how, where I should marry, where I should be sense gratifications, and only these ideas will come. And when you will chanting and weeping like this, oh, this will go very far. I have invited you all for these things, that some great should come. I am not invited you all that you should come, I will fix your marriage and I will do your marriage. Never. So don't come if this wish to select any boyfriend or girlfriend. But I see this idea. So try to give up and chant and remember. I know that when you are in the womb of your mother, you have promise that when we will go to this land, we will always chant, nothing doing at all. And what is becoming? Oh, quite above it. We are engaged in services, making money, sense gratification, and so many things. So I have come to remind you all that for this purpose, Krishna has sent, not due to your past activities. Why? Your activities are not so that you should come as a human, but out of mercy, because he is ocean of mercy. He has given this form of human to all. Nothing to do anything else. Has Narad anything? Any position? Sukadev Goswami? Even not. No langoti, nothing. Nothing, no. What? Anything for management, after whom? After me, who will come in my guru parampara? Nothing. No arrangement, nothing, no management. So I request you to, develop your Krishna consciousness. For this I have invited you all. I remember what my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, in his last moment, he gave many strong injections, that you should keep this injection. And where needed, you should give this powerful injection to all, especially my disciples. I'm very happy that all are coming. And I will give it without any cost. Without cost. Always available to me. You can come and be. Oh, no.
No shortage.
No, no. No cost. No fee for injecting also. Injection and everything. No? But don't fear. I see. Some are fearful for that. Oh, Maharaj will inject me. And he will tell that you should be bolded hair, shady. So don't fear at all. Now, I told you two kinds of asa. Now you should have this goal. Anyhow, my goal is to obtain ruchi and asa. And if you will be matured on this, then very class of Shuddha Sattva, that is Bhava Arati, will bound to come. It will come. Must come. And what is this? What is this? Only the mercy of Krishna or his associates or Srimati Radhika Harsha. That mood will come. There is no other means. No other way. They will come. There are two things to understand. That we have heard that in Swati Nachatra, constellation of Swati, rain comes. And that water goes in a banana tree and it becomes camphor automatically. In the head of elephants and it becomes mukta. Gajamukta what? Pearls. And if it goes in the hips of cows, gorochana, very precious, very costly thing. And when it goes in the Western cells, and it becomes pearls, very valuable, more than kahinur hira, and snake hood, then money, and bamboo bansalocha. No? So, someone has idea that by association you can come by in Dasharas, Santaras, Sakharas, Vatsalaras, and Maduras. And it can be changed. But you should have a strong faith that they cannot be changed. What is in your constitutional form? There is something, rash, in your constitutional form. Either Dasya, Sakya, Vasal, or Muta. One of them, there must be something. But now it is covered with Maya. I have to come to help you to remove that Maya. So, there is something in the constitutional form of jivas. They have some many things, but not manifested. Not manifested. Like, by any example you can know, there is Ganga Nadi, flowing very gently, very powerful water, you know. And on this both side of Ganges, very fertile land, very fertile land. So, you planted mango seed, tamarind, jackfruit, or thorn tree, bubble, and so many trees. Same water is given. Same air is there. Same sun is giving light. Same gardener is watering. Everything is there, same. But why mango tree gives mango? Why bubble tree gives thorns? Why jackfruit like jackfruit? Why not coming same thing in all seeds? So we are like place, Ganges water, like all these things. And if, or so many kinds of devotees of Sakharas, Vatsalaras, Madhuras, you are in association of them, and they are here making here your katha, Krishna katha. So fruit will not come in one way, like mango, jackfruit, tamarind, and others, coming from their own seeds. So we have something in our constitutional form, any of these five rashes. So if there is a association, or that sadhu is of dasharas, up to Dasaras he can help. If a devotee, high degree, Mahabhagavat or Bhagavat, he is of Sakharas, he can help you up to Sakharas. He cannot help you in Madhuras. And if any devotee is of Madhuras, he can help all. But in the end he will give what you have in your constitutional form. He cannot change. Never and never. So both is needed. One thing more to understand. This high class of Shuddha Swatva, we will define that what is Shuddha Swatva. Coming through whom? by the devotees who are now matured and they have received prem, sneh, man, pranay in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna or Mahaprabhu, like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, in the form of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. This Sudhasvata always in the constitution of form of associates of Krishna Chandra Radhika. That is, they are called Ragatmik Jan. Ragatmik associates of Radha and Krishna. And from there, through devotees like Raganuga devotees, it will descend in the heart of devotees. What is Shuddha Sattva? Aranya Maharaj. Come on here. Yes. This is in one line. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma.
Om Gajmanasa Yananasalaka Chakshurunvetam Jena Tasvai Sri Gurave Namah.
I think you are, I'm telling in very easy language. You are all listening. If not, then you can ask. But all should hear very attentively. Don't give your mind here and there.
Srila Gurudev ordered me to describe briefly the meaning of Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. This phrase has come from the definition of Bhav Bhakti given by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryamsu Samyabhak Ruchibi Chitanasunya Kridaso Bhav Bhuchite. This is the definition of Bhav Bhakti. What is Bhav Bhakti? It's not any kind of material emotion. If we want to know about Shuddha Sattva, we should understand the meaning of the word Sattva. Sattva means existence. This Sattva has different levels. There is Mishra Sattva. First we should know Sattva means existence. After this, Mishra Sattva, then Shuddha Sattva, Vishuddha Sattva. So Sattva means existence, and Mishra Sattva means when that existence is a manifestation of Sattva, Raja, and Tama. As we find in this world, the consciousness of all the jivas is on the platform of Mishra Sattva, because their consciousness is affected by the movements of Rajagun, Tamagun. Gradually, as they rise up, tadarajastamobhava kamalobhadyaste chetaritayanavidam stitam sattve prasiddhati, as they become free from lust and attachment, these things coming from tama and raja, they come to sattva. That is the pure stage, shuddha sattva, pure stage of existence, wherein the modes of material of nature are not manifest. Yet, in the stage of pure existence, there is no perception of the transcendental variety. So the platform in which Krishna, his pastimes, his associates, his transcendental form, qualities and everything is manifest. Sattvam vishuddham vasudeva shabditam. Sattvar alambha parasattva vishuddha sattva. Govindam adipurusham tamambhajami. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in Brahma Samhita, it is described that Krishna, his name, form, qualities, pastimes, his abode and all of his associates of the quality of Vishuddha Sattva, supremely pure existence. In his commentary on Brahma Samhita also, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that pure existence, which is possessed of form, of location, of activities, is called Vishuddha Sattva, supremely pure existence. Therefore, this Bhava Bhakti is a phenomena which is of that nature, supremely pure existence. And it has function. In this pure existence, there are two vrittis of the Swarup Shakti. One is called Samvit Vritti and one is called Ladini Vritti. Samvit Vritti means the consciousness or awareness, Sambandha Gyan, knowledge of relation with Krishna. And Ladini Vritti is ananda, ananda shakti, joy. When the function of samvit and ladini, or chit and ananda, are combined together, this is called bhakti shakti.
Essence of that.
When the very essence of samvit and ladini are combined together, this is called bhakti, or this is called bhav. This finds its highest the manifestation where? In the Mahabhav of Srimati Radhika. So she is the source of all types of love and affection. In the highest form, it is in Radhika. Therefore, it has been stated, Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. This Bhav Bhakti is Vishesh, a special manifestation of the essence of the Samvit and Ladini. It is there in the heart of Ragatmikjan, especially Radhika, and then all the associates of Radha and Krishna, beginning with Radhika, it is in them. And in them, it is blazing like a sun. But one tiny particle, one ray of their mood, when it descends through Guru Parampara into this world, Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Surya. Prema Surya means the son of Prema. But Bhav is what? Prema Surya Angsu. One small ray of that Ragatmik Prema descends to this world, Prema Suryansu Samyabhak, and it is reflected into the heart of the Jiva here. When that touches him, then Ruchi Bi Chitamasrinya Kridaso Bhava Uchite. The heart of the living entity melts. Just as ice melts and becomes water, so in the same way, the living entity, his heart melts.
Why? How?
And it becomes... Oh, three types of ruchi. Here, no. Rupa Goswami Pad is explaining.
Ruchi bhi.
Ruchi bhi chitamasrinya.
What is that?
What is that ruchi? What is the ruchi? That ruchi has been described. This taste comes in the form of three types of abhilas. Three types of intense hankering. The first type is called Bhagavat Prapt Abhilas. The intense hankering to attain one's Ishtadev. Hey Rad, hey Braja Devi K. Oh Srimati Radhika, where are you? Oh the Krishna Chandra, where are you? Very intense hankering to attain them. But only to attain them is not enough. The heart will be melting with another intense desire that is called Anukul Abhilas. The intense hankering to render some service to them, which is very, very favorable. What they require at any particular time, which will give them so much happiness. Tambul arpana pada madana payodana visara dibi vrindaranya mayasvain pratyaya yashtoshanti priya. Pana peshta saki kilare pikilasan kochita bhumike keli bhumishu rupa manjri mukasta dasika samsay Raghunath Das Goswami Pad. He prays, I am taking shelter of Sri Rupa Manjri and those who are in her group. Why? Because from them this bhav bhakti will come. And then the desire Anukul Abhilas, to render some very favorable service, like Tambul Arpana, preparing Tambul for Radha and Krishna, Hara Madana, massaging their lotus feet when they become fatigued, Payo Dana Visaradibi, bringing water, taking Radhika for Abhisar to meet with Krishna in a secret place in the forest. So this desire, Anukul Abhilas, means the desire to render Anukul Seva. But, not enough, more melting will come. What is that? That ruchi is called Sohard Abhilas. It's not so hard to remember. Try to remember this word. Sohard Abhilas. Sohard has come in Sanskrit from the word Surit. Surit means a friendship. Very intimate and close friendship. What Radhika may not tell to others, may she tell to me and give me that service that others will not see. So it's called Sohard Abhilas. Not enough to attain one wish today. Not enough only to serve, but to have a very intimate mood of friendship. Very close, surit. Hearts are very close together. So when these three types of taste, or three types of abhilas, intense hankering, manifest from the heart melts and they come out. So by this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami has indicated two things. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma, that the vritti of Swarup Shakti will come down from the Nitya Parikaras of Radha and Krishna. And when it touches your heart will melt, and some abhilas will come out. So that is described in the second part of the verse, Ruchi Bhi Chetanasrinya. So what Srila Gurudev is describing, about Swati Nakshatra. In other words, that some power is in the rain of Swati Nakshatra, and some power is also in the receptacles of the rain of Swati Nakshatra. So both of these points have been explained in this verse of Srila Rupa Goswami, that something will come from the Nitya Parikars of Radha and Krishna, and something is there in your heart which will come out on the touch of their mood. This is called Bhav Bhakti.
Hearing this, some devotees, they want that this mood should come at once in me. And sometimes they want to expose all these things artificially. When it is come through that line that we explain, oh, then real thing will come. Real mood will come. But when that mood is not in you, and you are exposing for others to see on for praise, that they should know that I am in this. If that your mood is not like that, and it has not come from the proper channel, through ragatmik and then raganuga to you, and if it is not visheshatma, then what will be you do? They will be called sahajiya. So I want that you should not be sahajiya. Always follow your adhikar, stay, and do accordingly. Don't expose, don't try. What is coming naturally, then it is okay. Vitha dhanya, vitrinadapi shloks, that following, then it is okay. But if you will do artificially anything to show them, no, you will be sahajiya, and after some time you will be busy. So always be careful. There are some symptoms of pure this mood, bhav, and that what? Chantir, abhyakta kalatvam, viraktir, manusunyata, asabandha, samutkantha, namagane, sadari, asakti, stada, gunakhyane, priti, tad, basatya, stali, ityadu, bhava, sur, bhavam, kurajane. Even a ankur, a sprout of bhav is there in your heart, then these symptoms will come. What? And you should judge whether these symptoms are even in a smallest kana, autumn fly, or not. And we are that a standard of bhakta, we are not in 60 years, 20 years, 50 years, or where we were, we are still there, full of honor. So try to. This sloka is like a barometer of bhakti. Go on.
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः.
So Srila Gurudev is enlightening us about the characteristics and the qualities which are naturally exhibited by someone who has come to this stage of development in his bhakti, which is the stage of bhav. So Srila Rupa Goswami has written this verse describing the nine different symptoms that one experiences in this stage. And these, as Gurudev said, these symptoms are manifested naturally and automatically in someone. They are not artificially displayed. So, first, he says, Kshantir avyartha kala tvam viraktir manushunyata. Kshantir means that he is constantly completely tolerant of all conditions. Nothing can shake him from his constant engagement in the service of Krishna.
He is so spontaneously absorbed that any kind of adverse situation cannot shake him at all. So kshantir, avyartakala dvam, next symptom.
Like Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur. He was bitten in 22 markets. Prahlad was given poison and so many things. But they were steady. Like that. Shanti, always. Jayatma samprasiddhati. In any
situation.
Oh, they will not be deviated from that.
The next symptom, it tells that this Bhav Bhakta, he does not want to see that even one single moment of his time goes by without constantly engaging in shravam, kirtam, smaran, bandhanam, padasevanam, fully absorbed in tasting and relishing the nectar of Krishna's naam, guna, rupa, lila. This is called avyarta kalatvam. He doesn't want to waste a single moment. Kshantir avyarta kalatvam viraktir manashunyata. He is completely detached, virakti. He has no attachment to the sense objects of this world. They are completely dead to him. They have no life, no attraction at all. Viraktir man shunyata.
What virakti mode? Have we virakti detachment from sense gratification and worldly desire? Any of you? Then how that mood will come? Be ready for this. And if you are not ready, bhakti is so far. So try first all these things. Your whole attachment should be given to Krishna. Nowhere else. Or guru. Or any devotee who is like this. No sense gratifications. No worldly attachment. He has no time to think about them. Then this mood is there. Otherwise not. Very clearly you should think about this. I have called for these things. That remember. And if there is anything, oh, I have assured that my Gurudev has given and Swamiji, I will give you that sword and you should kapat all your attachment.
So the next symptom, mana shunyata. Mana shunyata means that he is completely devoid of any desire for praise and adoration and distinction coming to him from other persons. Just like the verse of Shikshashtakam, which Srila Gurudev quoted, Trinadapi sunichena, tororapi sahishnuna, amanina, manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. So here, the devotee has amanina. He doesn't desire any kind of respect or praise from anyone. His heart is devoid of this desire. And on the contrary, manadena, he's always giving appropriate respect to all others, seeing that Krishna is residing within their heart. So in the stage of bhav, this quality automatically manifests there. And he has the deepest type of humility, natural humility displayed. Viraktir mana shunyata. Asha bandha sumutkanta. Asha bandha means that he has an unbreakable hope, asha, that Krishna will bestow his causeless mercy upon him. This hope is constantly there within his heart. And he knows that Krishna is a causeless ocean of mercy, Karuna Sindhu, and that he is always giving his mercy to all the souls who are fallen within this world. So the Bhav Bhakta is constantly praying for the mercy of Krishna. Asha Bandha. Sumutkanta.
That, oh Krishna, I must attain Krishna love. I had hoped you should think like that. That after some time,
from my sadhana, in this human life, we will attain that love, which is very high, very high. Must I will, because our Guru Bhargava and others, they have attained this. So why not myself? So I must achieve this hope and more.
Asha Bandha Sumutkanta. Sumutkanta means that he has a very intense eagerness. Constantly he's desiring that this perfectional stage will be attained by him. Sumutkanta. He's always praying, offering so many prayers from the core of his heart that this stage can be attained by him and he can serve Krishna with praying. So that is the sixth symptom, Sumutkanta.
No, more than this. He's thinking, when it will come? When it will? Always hankering. This is Sumutkanta. When it will come? Oh, still I have nothing. But when it will come? And he will exercise all bhakti, limbs, always, and weeping. This is called Sumutkanta. Oh, I must attain, and it will come in due time. So I should be idle, unsleeping. Oh, this is not good. So Sumutkanta. Namagane?
Namagane sada ruchi. So, yesterday we talked about the stage of ruchi, of taste, that the devotee is constantly desiring to taste and relish the nectar of Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes. So, this is the symptom in the stage of bhav, that nam gane sada ruchi. He always wants to be chanting constantly, 24 hours daily. He wants to be chanting and remembering the holy names of Krishna. His tongue does not want to stop chanting for a single moment. So that is called Nam Gani Sada Ruchi. Always he has ruchi and taste for the holy name. Then Asaktis Tat Gunakyane. This means that he has deep, deep attachment for describing all the wonderful qualities, Gunakyane, the qualities of Krishna. Just like described in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that Krishna has 64 transcendental qualities that are manifested in unlimited degrees. So the devotee is very attached to describing these qualities and the transcendental beautiful form and pastimes of Krishna. Asaktis tad gunakyane, pritis tad vasati stale. And the devotee has priti, deep love and affection for all the places where Krishna lived when he manifested his pastimes here within this material world, in the Prakat Dham, in Gokul Dham, how he manifested his divine abode here. So just like the Goswamis and Srila Gurudev described, that they were constantly going here and there in Braj, Hey Radhe Braja Devike, Chalalite Hey Nanda Suno Kutaha, Sri Govardhana Kalpapada Patale, Kalindi Vane Kutaha, O Krishna, O Radhe, where are you? Are you on the bank of the Jamuna now? And they go to the bank of the Jamuna searching for Radha and Krishna. Everywhere in Braj they're going to the places where Krishna performed his leelas, Govardhan, going to Varshana Dham, and all the different places in Braj Mandala, or Navadvip Dham. So in this way, the devotee has very deep attachment and affection for all these places where Krishna performed his pastimes.
But still, the highest place is Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, Govardhan more. And in Govardhan, Shyam Kund and Radha Kund. And moreover, Krishna always like to be with his most beloved Srimati Radhika in Radha Kunda. So we should try that, O Krishna, O Radhika, when you will fulfill my wish, that I will always on the bank of Radha Kunda. Radha Kunda is not anything else from Srimati Radhika herself. No difference at all. In some cases, Radhika, Radha Kund is more superior than Radhika. We can go and see and take bath, pray there. But where to find to Radhika? Like Krishna has made his whole, he has infested his whole power, whole mercy, beauty, and all past tense in the names. So names are more powerful than Krishna. So we should try to know. This is the highest. There, oh, when my fortune will be, I will be most fortunate to be there. If not by body, or then by mind, you should try to be there. That these are the eight,
nine.
Oh, what? Anubhava means lakshana. Symptoms of. But so many things are to know. I will explain how to attain. But in the meantime, you should have a refreshment and taste a kirtan. Oh, you should. At once, without delay. Now you are searching books. And also, Radhakant Prabhu and Nishant Prabhu, they should be ready.
You have a question?
About this?
Yes.
What?
The devotees in Australia want to ask you a question. What is that question?
Prabhu? Gurudev, an Australian devotee who is listening to our webcast is asking a question. The question is from Subol Krishna Das Prabhu. He says, naturally, we have this desire for marriage or material arrangement. Although we want to attain experience of what Srila Gurudev is describing about Krishna consciousness, what can we do?
He says, naturally, we have a desire to be married.
Oh, naturally, we have no. Never. They are wrong. This comes from where? From the love of Radha and Krishna love. Actually, this is. And we are servant of Radha and Krishna, made servant. So there is it. But you know that reflection, perverted reflection, quite opposite. So in opposite, it seems that naturally we have this. But it is quite wrong. Understand? Now?
Quickly.
What? Markandeya is also
asking.
He should be ready.
Oh, Thank you.
am very proud of my sons and daughters. All are qualified, more than me. So many. I want that they should be like that and preach my mission everywhere. Especially by this kirtan, these kinds of, and by book distribution. You should not think that book distribution is Arup Siddha, Arsang Siddha, or anything. Because our whole parampara, from beginning, Brahma, what he did? Brahma Sangitas and all Vedas from four moves. What is that? Book distribution.
Krishna has desire also for book distribution. Though he did not desire, one desire of the book distribution, he could not do so. He came in Mahaprabhu to distribute Brahma Sangita, Krishna Paranamrita, he came in Mahaprabhu
also. So, I want that before this, Markandeya Prabhu can do kirtan any, and after that, can you do any kirtan, playing mridanga? And then we will...
Hare Krishna, for the kind attention of devotees, some more devotee has requested for initiation. Initiation is tomorrow 8 a.m. So devotees who desire for initiation, they should not delay. They must arrive in temple room over there before 8 a.m. And Monday will be fire sacrifice headed by Sripad Aranya Maharaj. It's supposed to be take place in Tuesday, but so many devotees leave Monday after Gurudev class. So fire sacrifice will be Monday, and Monday's program will be Tuesday. With the class was in itinerary, it will be Monday, and Monday will be Tuesday. Hare Krishna.
But not today, our classes are finished. I will speak more soon. Drama plays also.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Yeah.
is fine. Now, you?
First, Frank Malav, where are you?
Get my... Not speaking?
We just have a little presentation to make for you, Gurudev. Prem Vilas, I really would like you to present Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. Revised and enlarged, and thank all the devotees who helped.
This is really nectar I wanted, and so many more nectars are coming.
Hariyo!
Blessings to those, especially those who are in publication. Atu
Krishna. Krishna Prem Guru, who's designed to give him the beautiful design.
Aranya Maharaj too, Madhava Maharaj, all are engaged. I want that very soon. Oh, so many nectar should come. Ujjal Din Mani, Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Gita Govinda, ready. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, I won. Especially Rasa Panchadhyayi, Bhramar Geet, Gopi Geet, Venu Geet. So you should all sprinkle mercy to me that I can do all these things. Thank you.
We also have another little presentation for you. My Shiksha Guru and Priya Bandhu, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Their lasting relation. Of the relation between Srila Prabhupada and Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. Our gurus, one Siddhanta, one at heart. And Guru Deva Tatma. And I would like to especially thank those devotees who worked on it, especially Shamarani D.D. and her crew, Anita, Vashanti. Shante for proofreading, Cool Krishna for getting it all together, and again, Cool Krishna and Susie for driving 3 hours nonstop to bring it here in time. And of course, Srila Gurudev for really doing all the work.
Request them to collect that. Request them all to collect all new books.
Everybody.
Of course, we have presented the first set of books to Srila Gurudev. At the book table, Nanda Gopal will be busy selling all the new titles that have arrived. And as Gurudev requested, more and more are on the way.
So Gurudev is asking you to speak some words about book distribution, encouraging the devotees. I've been given the service, plus I have a warehouse full of books. So
more louder.
I'm hoping that these words will touch the heart of everyone here. One of the fundamental activities of our sampradaya is book writing, book publishing, and book distribution. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidambina Aikanti Hare Bhattir Utpataya Bhakopate. This means that of our devotional service, which is devoid of reference for the Shrutis, Smritis, the Vedic literature, Purans, Narada Pancharatra, then that devotional service, even though it is maybe Aikantika Bhakti, one-pointed devotion. It is simply a disturbance. All of the beliefs that we have, the nine pramayas that are listed in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Jiva Dharma, that are the beliefs, the foundation of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, are based on the evidence, the praman, which is coming through Amnaya. Amnaya means Vedic knowledge which is received through our Guru Parampara. In Kali Yuga, especially now, in previous times, this was passed down through oral tradition. Now, in this age, it has to be written in order for all of us to read again and again and remember. So the combination of hearing the Vedic literatures from the lips of pure devotees and also reading these books and studying these books will create a very solid foundation for our knowledge of Krishna consciousness. And with the modern day technology of printing, the internet, and so forth, now this knowledge can be spread all over the world very, very quickly. And this movement can increase leaps and bounds tremendously. Sri Rupa Goswami knew the Manobhishtam of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu had asked him to do two primary things. One, to go to Vrindavan and reestablish the lost places of Krishna's pastimes, establish the temple there, Govindaji Temple, and other places. And he also requested that he write transcendental literatures. Sri Rupa Goswami Pad has written so many, as well as all the six Goswamis, Sanatan, Chijiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Sri Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Saptam Goswami, the seventh Goswami. So this is a heritage which is followed by all of our Rupa Nuga Guru Acharyas, that they write, translate, publish, and distribute transcendental literatures. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one thing. Jiva Goswami also wrote on palm leaves some of the first writings of Srila Goswami. So he was the first book publisher and first book distributor. Srinivasacharya, Narottama, and Shamananda Prabhu, they also distributed books all throughout India. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote many, many, many books. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states in his Upadesha Avali, in the back of the songbook, the sixth point, that if one establishes a printing press for devotional books and does preaching through Namhata, this is real service to Sri Mayapur Dham. He made a statement that if it's needed, you can even sell the marble off the altar to print and distribute books. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he personally distributed books, wrote books, published books, and encouraged all of us for many, many years about the transcendental importance of book distribution. So we have all of these examples. Now, our Srila Gurudev, Om Vishnupada Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, he is also every day writing, translating, writing commentaries, painstakingly engaging in this service and engaging so many devotees in this service in Vrindavan and here. And he desires that these books are not just written and published, but that they're distributed all over the world. So I'd like to read one quote from the new book that was just coming out, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The 54th Anga of Bhakti is called Vaishnava Shastra Seva, to serve Vaishnava scriptures. What scriptures? Scriptures that cause Bhagavad Bhakti. These are Vaishnava scriptures. One should faithfully and regularly study such scriptures. Hear them from the mouths of pure devotees. Read and recite them with a worshipful attitude. And one should know the object to be obtained from such scriptures. That is Bhagavad Bhakti. And having full faith in that,
One should mold one's life in accordance with its principles. So there's two things here. To read, to hear, to publish, to distribute, to care for, but in full knowledge, and with full faith and with devotion. The restoration of, the careful keeping of, the publishing and the propagation of Vaishnav Shastra are all included within Shastra Seva. The Skanda Purana and the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu quoted here, the Vaishnav Shastras like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and so on propound Ananya Bhakti, or exclusive devotion to Sri Krishna. Those who keep such scriptures in their home and worship them with great respect are free from all sins. Even the devatas offer prayers to such persons. Those who hear the Vaishnav Shastras from the mouth of pure devotees and who regularly study them on their own are truly blessed in this world. Sri Krishna becomes pleased with them. Therefore, it is imperative for the sadhaka to serve the Vaishnav Shastras.
Thank you.
So we should not confuse, as we said, arop siddha bhakti with swarup siddha bhakti. If book distribution is done in full knowledge, then Gurudev said that is pure bhakti, complete bhakti, not lacking anything, or swarup siddha bhakti. We should not confuse the rope with the snake. No. What is pure bhakti and what is the rope siddha bhakti? Thank you very much.
Thank you. What? Quickly. We have so much to think. Very soon, quickly.
The archives have produced videos of the other classes of Srila Gurudev, and we're collecting over 60 classes. We'll have 100 soon. We've had a nice donation, so anybody who would like to buy classes of all the lectures here,
sponsored
half. I'd like to read one thing. This was published by Srila Prabhupada in 1968.
And
to clear up any confusion why we're here tonight, Ramananda Roy then began to relate the confidential and transcendental activities of Radha and Krishna. These activities cannot be understood in the emotional relationship of the Supreme Lord as master and servant, friend and friend, or parent and son. This confidential subject matter can be understood only in the association of the damsels of Braj, where the confidential activities have arisen from the feelings and emotions of those damsels. Without the association of the damsels of Braj, one cannot nourish or cherish the transcendental understanding. In other words, these confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna have expanded through the mercy of the damsels. Without their mercy, they cannot be understood. One has to follow in the footsteps of the damsels of Braj to understand. So we know why we're here tonight, because Srila Prabhupada instructed us to do that.
Now, you should come with me in Vrindavan in the council of Rupa Goswami. And he is speaking, not myself. No? So, what we explained, Uttama Bhakti, oh, be ready.
Drama.
At once be ready. Quickly. So, this Uttama Bhakti that we, for 4-5 days we are explaining, he's telling that this Uttama Bhakti is divided into three parts, three sections. Sadhan Bhakti, Bhav Bhakti, and then Prem Bhakti. Three. Up to Bhav Bhakti, there is some sadhan. But in Prem Bhakti, this is Siddhano Sadhan. Only to serve Krishna and Radhika and to develop their mindness. That is in Vaikuntha or in Dwarka, Golok, Vaikuntha, Vrindavan, no sadhana. This is Siddha Bhumi.
By serving Radha and Krishna gradually in the guidance of Nitya Siddha, when they will be Siddha, they will have to serve Radha and Krishna. So what is sadhana bhakti? First you should know what we are doing. All are not sadhana bhakti. If you have goal of your sadhana, object, and that object only bhav. How to achieve bhav? With this mood, if you will practice in the guidance of Shuddha Rupanuga or Raganuga Vaishnava, then it will be sadhana. Our sadhana is endless. For this sadhak, Srila Rupa Goswami has told, Billu Mangal was like sadhak. Like in this world, Raghunath Das Goswami, what he showed? Oh, really, it is also ideal for sadhana bhakti. And also he is ideal for bhava bhakti and prem bhakti too. Three things are in him. So, what is sadhana? I told, kriti sadhya, bhavet sadhya bhava, so sadhana pita, nitya siddhasya bhavam prakatyam kriti sadhya. Only to clear the covering, which is covering Bhakti Devi, Shuddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti. We'll have to cover, to remove the cover, not to make anything. Already it is made. Sarva Siddha Bhakti, in the heart of, as he explained, in the heart of Radhika. How Radhika, such in what? Rudh, Adirudh, Mahabhav. More than that. So this is bhakti. So, first sadhana bhakti in the guidance of high class of Vaishnava. In guidance. And being in Vrindavan actually. But if you cannot to be in Vrindavan, then by mind also you can be there. And you should practice bhakti. This bhakti is also all sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti and prem bhakti. They are divided also into vaidhi bhakti and raganuga. Where shastra shasan, we are following what in shastra has been written. And
the discipline of scripture. Discipline of scripture, shasana mahisha.
Yes. Then we are engaged in bhakti. Then it is vaidhi. It is essential to follow this vaidhi bhakti. But what Rupa Goswami has told and what is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think that if anyone will follow these instructions of Rupa Goswami book, Vacho Begam, Manasah Krodha Begam, Atyahar Prayasasya, and Kutsah Nishya, and then, and after that, Manasadriya. Oh, this is more important. And then, last one. Tannam rupa charitadi sukritanam krameni manasa rasananyo jatishthan prajet tadanuragi jananugami kalam naye. So you must know all these things. So then what is raganuga? You should know. The service of ragatmik jan in Golok Vrindavan. If anyone in this world wants to gain and he is following their footprints and serving as they are doing by Manasi Seva and Upper Seva. Sadhaka Siddha Rupena. Then, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they practice Bhakti Yoga by what they have formed in the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also what in Krishna pastimes, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari. So we will have to follow all these things. Then Raganuga Bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only came for this Raganuga Bhakti preaching. And you should know that Swami Bhaktivedanta, Swami Maharaj, or Gurudev, or Guru Parampara, has only come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach Raganuga Bhakti Marga. This is the main thing. And other things, like Nagar Sankirtan and all, or Dvaitacharya may do all these things. But except Krishna, anyone cannot establish these things, Raganuga Bhakti Marga. And that is as Krishna, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaudiya, he distributed all, everywhere, from corner to that corner, from Navadip to Ganga, to ocean, Indian Ocean, and from east to west and west. And only a fraction is coming to these western and eastern countries, only by him, his mercy. So we should try to know all these things. Now time is over, about 8. I want that at once Rama place to be done. And tomorrow we will explain all these things very clearly. Go, Prema. Krishna Das. Krishna Das. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Go. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari.